Senator Woodsum, Representative Seth Berry, and distinguished members of the Committee for Energy, Utilities, and Technology. My name is Julie Eaton, and I am a lifelong lobsterman hailing from the harbor of Stonington, Maine. As the chair of the Maine Lobstering Union's Legislative Committee, I am here today to testify in support of LD 1262. We are a union comprised of over 500 lobstermen from one end of Maine's rocky coast to the other. We feel that wind power is a valuable resource. However, it has no place off the coast of Maine. Our bountiful coast is rich in many diverse ocean species and many fisheries that we fight hard to protect and sustain. Although we do not all fish around Monhegan, we respect the lobster conservation area surrounding that beautiful island and all the steps that have been taken to protect it. We believe that these giant floating monoliths will certainly impair the tourism the island depends on, and the trench that would need to be plowed up to bury the cable would certainly disrupt sea life below. The silt created from such a channeling of the bottom would be very disruptive to anything living in our clean waters, assuming that the cable could be buried in our rocky bottom in the first place. In researching other windmill projects where cable has been buried, I see that the trench may be 4 to 8 feet deep and miles long. That's a lot of silt stirred up, and it'll last a long time before the ocean clears it up. How many species will suffocate in the process? The vibrations of these machines used to do the plowing will most certainly force migratory species like lobster and fish from their natural habitat. Reading future plans to build a wind farm 20 miles offshore would mean an incredible amount of bottom lost to lobstermen in that area and a serious threat to all marine species who call that area home. Our aquatic environment is a fragile one. The Gulf of Maine is the fastest warming body of ocean in the world. More disruptions to this fragile ecosystem and additional loss of miles of fertile lobstering and fishing grounds to Maine's fishermen is something we strongly oppose. It's important to consider the fact that if you don't stop this right now, it'll change the coast of Maine forever. There's already talk about huge 500-megawatt wind farm offshore. They're currently proposing 2 6-megawatt windmills, so just think of the volume of ocean bottom lost this wind farm would consume. We're already having trouble in Area 1A and Area 3 catching enough herring for our bait quota. The lobstermen depend on, and the loss of bottom of 20 miles offshore would make it disastrous for our industry and loss of lobster bottom.
Can you summarize, Ms. Eaton?
Certainly.
Thank you. Your time is up.
Offshore wind power is not right for Maine, and the future 20-year project would cripple our fisheries in unimaginable ways. We ask you to vote to pass 1262 and protect Maine's fisheries and sea life and our future. Thank you.
Thank you, Captain Eaton. Are there questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And up next is Kim Irvin-Tucker.